该自己做决定。
So once you reach that age, you can make your own decision.
前面讲述的是天然人的成年。
But that was the legal age for human.
是人从此该自己做决定。
So man can make decision for themselves.
但在属灵的生命。
However, the spiritual life.
长大成人是该什么样呢？
To be a full-grown man, how should it be?
我们刚刚读了以弗所书的经文。
We just read book of Ephesians.
在四章十三节。
Chapter 4, verse 13.
好，弟兄再读一遍。
And I'll read it again.
那里讲到，只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子。得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
在这里我们可以看到。
And over here we can see.
属灵生命长大成人。
The spiritual life to be attaining to the fullness of Christ.
当然，与天然人长大成人标准不一样。
It has different standard for nature, human.
属灵生命长大成人是标准是什么
？So what is the standard for spiritual, full-grown man?
从刚刚读的经文我们可以看到
，So we just read the scriptures.
这个标准就是在真道上同归于一。
The standard is to stated here that all reach unity in faith.
认识神的儿子
，and the knowledge of the Son of God.
得以长大成人。
And become mature,
满有基督长成的身量
attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
这节经文告诉我们圣徒长大成人的标准。
So this scripture tells us the standard as a Christian.
但这节经文没有告诉我们怎样达到长大成人。
But this scripture did not tell us how to attain it.
所以弟兄愿意今天因着我们共同学习。
So I want to share with you today about this topic.
我们圣徒共同能够更多明白属灵生命的长大成人。
So that we can understand about this spiritual adulthood.
我们刚刚读的经文
The scripture which is read.
虽然没有讲明怎样达到长大成人
Even though it did not tell us how to attain.
但圣灵在希伯来书里
But Holy Spirit has revealed in the book of Hebrew.
在那里却明确教导我们怎样达到长大成人。
And it tells us how clearly how to be a attain into adult.
在读希伯来书的时候，我个人有个体会。
I have this feeling when I was reading the book of Hebrew.
那希伯来书的作者不仅教导圣徒怎样长大成人。
The author of book of Hebrew did not only tell people how to grow into a full-grown man.
而且长大成人，这是作者心中。的一个极大的负担。
But it has become his own burden in his heart.
我们可以在作者怎样引出长大成人这个题目，来体会作者对这个题目的负担。
So the author has introduced this topic in the book of Hebrew so that we can see how much burden he has on this topic.
我们周五查经，始终一直在查希伯来书。
Of our Friday Bible study is studying the book of Hebrews.
我们现在在查到第十三章最后一章。
We are studying chapter 13, the last chapter.
所以参加周五查经的弟兄姐妹对这一章都应该非常熟悉。
So the brothers and sisters attending the Friday study should be very familiar with this chapter.
所以我们可以看到长大成人并非希伯来书作者原计划要论述。
So you can see that the whole book of Hebrews were not for the purpose to tell us how to be a grown man.
而是后者加入的，而是作者后来加入的内容。
But instead, it's like a added content into the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书作者加入这个内容，实在是有感而发而加入的。
The author added this topic into the book of Hebrews is because of how he felt.
作者在第五章的后半段和第六章论述。长大成人。
So the second half of chapter 5 and chapters and the whole chapter 6 has talked about to be a full-grown man.
这一段的论述，第五章后半段和第六章这一段的论述。
The second half of chapter 5 and the whole chapter 6.
我们知道这一段的论述与第一章到第十章作者连贯的思路不太一致。
We know this is kind of disconnected from the whole chapter from chapter 1 to chapter 10.
因为怎么能看出它的这不太一致呢
？How do we see that this is not connected with the rest of the chapters？
希伯来书第一章到第十章是讲神救赎的心意。
Chapter 1 to chapter 10 talk about the redemption, salvation of God.
和耶稣基督的救赎实际的工作。
And talk about the Jesus Christ's redemption and his work.
但长大成人是从人的角度回应神救赎的工作。
But to be a full-grown man is like a reaction from man.
所以只有第五章后半段和第六章讲人的回应。
So only the second half of the chapter 5 and the whole chapter 6 had talked about how to be a full-grown man.
内容不连根的原因是什么呢？
Why are they not connected with the rest of the
book? 是作者写到第五章的时候。
Because the author started writing chapter 5.
他里面有一个很深的感慨。
He has this reaction in his heart.
这个感慨就是人要长大成，圣徒要长大成人。
That is the saint has to grow up.
所以他开始长大成人题目的论述。
So then he started talking about how to be a full-grown man.
去理解刚刚弟兄所分享的那一段。
So just think back at the scriptures we just read.
我们一同来看希伯来书第五章的一段经文。
Let's read Book of Hebrews chapter 5.
从第七章希伯来书第五章从第七节到第十一节。
Verse 7 to 11.
弟兄来念。
I'll read.
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was heard because of his reverent submission.
他虽然为儿子。还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered.
他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
And once made perfect, he became the source of eternal salvation of all who obey him.
并蒙召照着麦基洗德的等次称他为，并蒙召神照着麦基洗德的等次。称他为大祭司
and was designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
论到麦基洗德，我们有些话，并且难以理解，因为你们听不进去。
We have much to say about this, but it is hard to explain because you are slow to learn.
从第五章的第七节到第九节
，From chapter 5 verse 7 to 11，
我们看到这里讲到是耶稣基督的顺服。
We can see that it's talking about the obedience of Christ.
因着耶稣基督的顺服，他成为人永远得救的根源。
Because of his obedience, that Jesus Christ has become the foundation of our salvation.
第十节讲到神照着麦基洗德的等次称他为大祭司。
And it talked that about was this designated by God to be high priest in the order of Melchizedek.
但第十一节
，But 11，
作者本欲。要论述麦基洗德。
He started talking about Melchizedek.
所以得讲到论到麦基洗德。
And therefore he said when we were talking about Melchizedek.
但是我们知道作者没有在这里继续论述麦基洗德。
But then he actually did not continue talking about Melchizedek.
他将这个题目挪到后面来论述。
And the topic went later on.
他只等到第七章才重新开始讲原来的论述。
And the topic continued in chapter 7 instead.
第七章第一节。
Chapter 7 verse 1.
这里第七章第一节，这麦基洗德就是撒冷王。
The Melchizedek was king of Salem.
所以我们知道，作者从第五章十一节到第六章的末了。
So from here we can see that chapter 5:11 to the end of chapter 6.
这一段不是作者原要论述的题目。
This was not intended to be the original writing.
他是临时插入这么这里的一段。
But then his thought has started to put in this separate topic.
但这一段
，and this topic，
作者在讲什么了
？What is he talking about？
这段的题目是什么
？What is the topic？
在这一段，作者所转的话题转到了一个题目。
He changed the theme to this.
这个题目就是关于长大成人的。
That is about how to be a grown man.
那我们再看这一段。
And when we are looking at this topic,
希伯来书第五章第十二节开始。
Chapter 5, verse 12, starting from verse 12.
还是由弟兄来念。
I'll read.
五章十二节到第十四节。
From 12 to 14.
十二节，看你们学习的功夫，本该做师傅，谁知还得有人将人，还得有人将神圣言小学的开端另教导你们，并且成了那必须吃奶不能吃干粮的人。
In fact, though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone to teach you the elementary truth of God's word all over again. You need milk, not solid food.
凡只能吃奶的都不熟练仁义的道理，因为他是婴孩。
Anyone who lives on milk, being still an infant, is not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness.
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮。他的心窍习练得通达，就能分辨好歹了。
But solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil.
我读到这里，我有过一个感觉。
When I read to this, and I have this feeling.
我的感觉就是，这里每个字都明白。
That I understand every single word of this paragraph.
但对意思似是而非。
But the meaning I'm not too sure.
作者到底在讲什么？
What is the author trying to tell us?
我不明白。
I'm not too sure.
神圣言小学的开端，那里讲到神圣言小学的开端，神圣言小学的开端是什么？
It talk about elementary truth of God's word.
什么是吃奶？
What is the meaning of drinking milk?
好像对这个词明白。
I think I understand it.
但在这段圣经里实在不明白。
But when it's in this paragraph, I'm not too sure.
什么叫不熟练仁义的道理？
And what is the meaning of not acquainted to the righteousness?
作者讲到要吃干粮。
And the author also talk about eating solid food.
怎样才算吃干粮？
And what is considered to be solid food?
怎样才能长大成人？
And what is, how can we grow?
但是后来继续读这一章的时候，
And when I continue to read the chapter,
我有意识到，
Then I start understanding.
不明白是因为作者在这里没有解释。
I do not understand because he did not elaborate.
因为希伯来书从第二节五章十二节开始
Because starting from Hebrew chapter 5 verse 12
作者在这里开始了一个全新的话题
And the author started this whole new topic
作者在这之前没有对这话题有任何的铺垫
And before this verse 12 he did not mention anything about it
在那里作者只是将他看到的问题全盘倒出来而已。
He just threw out all the questions that he saw, all the problems that he saw.
所以我们会觉得这一段对我们来说非常突然。
So then this paragraph comes suddenly.
但我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
希伯来书的作者没有停留在第五章。
The author of book of Hebrews did not stop at chapter 5.
而是他带领我们进入了第六章。
And he bring us into chapter 6.
所以在第六章，作者对我们以上每个问题都给了完整的答案。
So chapter 6 gives us the answer to all the questions in chapter 5.
所以我们继续往下看看第六章。
So let's continue to see.
第六章从第一节到第八节。
Chapter 6 verse 1 to 8.
还是由弟兄来念。
I'll read again.
第一节，所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步，不必再立根基。就如那懊悔死刑信靠神
Therefore let us leave the elementary teaching about Christ and go on to maturity not laying again the foundation of faith not laying again the foundation of repentance from acts that lead to death
各样洗礼按手之礼使人复活以及永远审判和各等教训
Instruction about baptism the laying on of hands the resurrection of the dead and the eternal judgmentAnd God permitting, we will do so.
论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份。
It is impossible for those who have once been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who have shared in the Holy Spirit,
并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人。
Who have tasted the goodness of the word of God and the powers of the coming age?
若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
If they fall away to be brought back to repentance, because to their loss they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace.
就如一块田地吃过屡次下的雨水， 生长菜蔬，合乎耕种人的用。耕种的人用，就从神得福。
Land that drinks in the rain, often falling on it, and that produces a crop useful to those for whom it is farmed, receives the blessing of God.
若长荆棘和棘藜，必被废弃，尽于咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
But the land that produces thorns and thistles is worthless and is in danger of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned.
如果我们对希伯来书不熟悉，我们看到这里还是一头雾水。
If we are not familiar with the book of Hebrews, after reading this, we are still don't understand.
这里到底在讲什么？
What are they trying to tell us?
那在第一节里讲到基督道理的开端。
Verse 1 mentioned about the elementary teaching about Christ.
这基督道理的开端就是第五章里神圣言小学的开端。
The elementary teaching about Christ is the same as referred to the chapter 5.
那什么是基督道理的开端？
So what is the elementary teaching?
或神圣言小学的开端
or the elementary truth of God.
我们在这一章里，我们应该刚刚读的经文应该看到它具体的内容。
So we see the content we just read in chapter 6.
就是关于一些事的道理。
It's about the truth of some facts.
关于什么事的道理呢？
And what is it about?
关于的那些事就是在第一章第一节还有第二节第一节的后半段和第二节那些事的道理。
So it's talking about verse 1 and 2.
关于的那些事的道理呢，就是关于这些既懊悔死刑，信靠神，各样洗礼，按手之礼，使人复活，以及永远审判和各等教训。
So,
有关这些事的道理。
So the truth referring to all these things mentioned here about repentance from acts that lead to death, of faith in God, instruction about baptism, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and the eternal judgment.
作者离开基督道理的开端，并非是因为基督道理开端不好。
So when the author tells us to leave the elementary teachings of these things, it's not because these things are not right.
而是基督道理的开端作用在蒙恩得救人身上已经结束了。
In fact, it's because all these things has ended after you are being saved.
基督道理的开端是为了立根基。
The elementary teaching about Christ is for the purpose of setting foundation.
就是我们刚刚读到的那些。
So these are referred back to the things that we just read.
懊悔死刑。
Repentance from acts.
这死刑不是那个 death penalty, 是取死的行为。
And we are not talking about death penalty, but the acts that lead you to death spiritually.
对取死行为的懊悔。
So your repentance from these acts.
还有信靠神的道理
and to the faith in God.
还有各样洗礼、按手之礼和死人复活以及永远审判等这些事的道理
and the baptism, laying hands, resurrections, eternal judgment, all these truth.
这些道理是我们蒙恩得救的时候、蒙光照的时候，为我们立了根基
So all this truth has set the foundation for us when we believe.
我们那时心眼被开启。
And that started the beginning of our belief.
所以圣经常常用一些词汇来形容我们蒙恩得救时的光景。
So the Bible has different terms to describe us who are saved by grace.
用心眼被开启。
Our inner eyes were open.
或者蒙了光照。
Or we are enlightened.
瞎眼的能看见。
Or the blind can see.
等等，这些词都是讲到我们蒙恩得救时的，的经历。
All these terms describe when we are saved.
这些道理都是让人得救，都是为了立根基而用的。
All this truth allow us to be saved and set foundation for us.
所以我们刚刚讲到离开这些道理，基督的道理的开端，并非是因为这些不重要。
So we just mentioned that leaving these elementary teachings is not because they are not important.
而是蒙恩的人在蒙恩得救时就已立了根基了。
But it's because this has become the foundation for the one who saved.
既已立了根基。
So if you already have the foundation,
现在要做的
what you need to do now,
就 不是再立根基了。
Not to continue to set foundation.
所以现在我们可以回到我们刚刚在第五章看到的那些问题。
So now we return back to the questions in chapter 5.
刚刚的有问题是什么是圣言？神圣言小学的开端。
So the first question is, what is the elementary truth of God's word?
现在我们可以知道。
So now we know.
那就是基督道理的开端。
Those are the beginning, the truth of God.
基督道理的开端就是关于这些事的道理，就是我们刚刚所看到的。
So those elementary things, teachings are the one in chapter 6.
那些懊悔死刑。
The repentance from the death.
和对信靠神的道理。
And the faith in God.
和各样洗礼、按手治理、死人复活。
And the baptism, laying hand, resurrection.
以及永远审判等的各这些的道理。
And also eternal judgment, all these truths.
Again, 这些是立根基的道理，是让人得救的道理。
So these are the foundation of salvation.
那什么是吃奶呢？
So what is the meaning of drinking milk?
吃奶呢就是只听了这些道理的。
So the drinking milk refer to the people who listen to these truths.
没有继续往前走的。
But stop from there.
那什么叫不熟练仁义的道理呢？
And what is the meaning of not acquainted with the teaching about righteousness?
就是跟吃奶那些人是一样的。
So those are described by as the people who are infant taking milk.
没有继续往前行的。
Who did not continue to walk and grow.
那么怎样才算吃干粮？
So how is considered to be eating solid food?
怎样才能长大成人？
How can you grow to be adult?
我想这一点是我们今天所要共同看的。
This point is what I want to share with you today.
所以我们等一下一同来看。
So I'm going to continue.
我们还是读刚刚我们读的经文，一共三节，那就是六章第四节到和第六节，到第六节。
Chapter 6, verse 4 to 6.
第四节，论到那些已经蒙了光照，尝过天恩的滋味，又与圣灵有份。
It is impossible for those who have been enlightened, who have tasted the heavenly gift, who has shared in the Holy Spirit.
第五节，并尝过神善道的滋味，觉悟来世全能的人。
Who have tasted the goodness of the word of God and the power of the coming age.
第六节，若是离弃道理，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了，因为他们把神的儿子重钉十字架，明明的羞辱他。
If they fall away to be brought back to repentance, because to this, to their loss, they are crucifying the Son of God all over again and subjecting him to public disgrace.
作者前面已经告诉我们。
And the author already told us.
他为什么要离开基督道理的开端
？Why we should leave the elementary teaching?
不讲这些道理。
And not talk about, continue to talk about these truths.
作者是不要再立根基。
Because the author do not want us to continue to build the foundation.
因为信徒已经蒙了光照了。
Because the believers already enlightened.
就已经立了根基了。
And the foundation is already built.
所以信徒此时该听的不是再立根基。
So the believers should not continue to listen to how to build foundation.
所以信徒所要听的不应该是基督道理的开端了。
And the believers should not continue to get teaching about elementary stuff.
这些适用于那些蒙了光照、持守在神话语当中的。
So now is the time to learn for those who are already saved.
和那些蒙了光照、离弃道理的。
But those already saved but left.
所以第四节到第六节特别讲到那些蒙了光照、离弃道理的那些人。
So it talk about those people who are enlightened, received, but left.
所以无论对蒙了光照、持守神的道理和蒙了光照、没有持守神的道理而离弃道理的。
So after one believed, enlightened, and they kept on, or they fall away.
作者告诉我们，他都不需要讲基督道理的开端了。
And the author says that for both type of people, we do not need to continue to teach elementary truth.
对于持守神道的人，原因很简单。
For those who are keeping the truth of God,
因为他们需要往前行。
Those continue to walk forward.
对于已经蒙了光照而离弃 道理的这些人。
But for those who are enlightened but far away，
同样不需要向他们讲述基督道理的开端了。
Same thing， we do not continue to talk about elementary truth。
因为基督道理开端的作用是为了人得蒙光照。
Because the elementary truth is to enlighten people。
离弃道理的人
when you leave these truth，
他们已经蒙过光照了。
They were enlightened already。
就不需要再得光照。
And they don't need enlightenment again。
因为他们是就像醒着的人。
Because they are like awakened person。
醒着的人就不需要有人再去前去叫醒他一样。
When an awakened person, you don't need someone to wake them up again。
我们如果看这里，圣经里讲第六节讲到，就不能若是离弃真道，就不能叫他们重新懊悔了。
Verse 6, if they fall away, to be brought back to repentant。
重新懊悔，中文翻译的非常准确。
To be brought back to repentance。
重新懊悔，不是我们思想当中常常想到的一个中文词，叫重新是 again。不是那个意思。
So we always think about again, but it's not that.
重新，这里的重新是新的开启的一个懊悔。
So here it is meant to brought back to the new beginning.
这里懊悔过的人就不需要有新开启的那个懊悔了。
Those who already repent cannot be brought back to a new repentance.
所以作者要离开基督道理的开端。
So the author wants us to leave the elementary truth.
要离开基督道理的开端，作者要带着圣徒往哪里去呢？
So what does the author want to bring the saint?
此时圣徒需要的是什么？
What does the saint need now?
圣徒需要的，在作者的心目中，就是要长大成人。
The saint need now is to be a grown person.
圣徒不需要基督道理的开端。
The saints do not continue to need the elementary teaching.
这句话听起来好像不太政治正确。
It seems like incorrect.
不知道在你们心中，在我心中似乎有这样的有一点点这样的感觉。
I don't know if you have the same feeling like me.
但是我还是认为这的确是希伯来书作者的用意。
But I still feel that this is his intention, the author of this book of Hebrews.
所以我胆敢闹着不政治正确也在这里分享。
So I want to share with you how I feel.
因为这是我的认为。
Because this is my point of view as well.
所以作者要带着圣徒要进入长大成人的地步。
So the author of book of Hebrews want to bring the saints into adulthood.
我们刚刚读到第六章的第一节。
So we read about chapter 6, verse 1.
这里讲到，所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步。
That let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity.
这里完全的地步这个词和第五章后面长大成人是同一个词。
To be grown up and maturity are the same term.
这个词如果你们看那个 number 上，这个词的号码不一样。
But,
这两个词号码不一样。
But they were phrased in two different coding.
但是这个词这两个词区别只在于词性。
But it's only the difference in tense.
长大成人第五章里面的长大成人是个形容词。
The chapter 5 said about the full-grown man. This is an adjective. Adjective.
第六章完全的地步是个名词。
And the maturity in chapter 6 is a noun.
作者在第五章提出问题。
So the author raised the question in chapter 5.
即信徒没有长大成人。
And because the saints were not grown.
在第六章他要带领我们进入长大成人的地步。
Chapter 6, he wants to bring us into maturity.
那圣徒怎样才能长大成人呢？
So how can saints grow?
作者用了一个比喻。
And the author has this parables.
他从正反两个方面
He used
告诉我们长大成人和未长大成人的特点。
He showed us the characteristics for a grown and non-grown person.
这个比喻就是我们刚刚读的第六章七节和八节。
And this is the parable in chapter 6, verse 7 and 8.
第七节，就如一块田地，吃过屡次下的雨水，生长菜蔬， 合乎耕种的人用，就从神得福。
Land that drinks in the rain often falling on it, and that produces a crop useful to those who, for whom it is found receives the blessing of God.
第八节，即若长荆棘和棘藜，必被废弃，见于咒诅，结局就是焚烧。
Verse 8, but land that produces thorn and whistles is worthless and is in danger of being cursed. In the end, it will be burned.
在这里我们可以看到，
So we see,
长大成人的，
the one who is grown,
就是那些在神的话在人的身上产生神要结的果子。
So the word of God is able to bear fruit on the person.
我们就是那个田地。
And we are the land.
吃过雨水，能生长菜蔬。
That we drank the rain and able to produce crops.
合乎耕种的人用。
And useful for the farmers.
这人就是长大成人的了。
And this is the grown person.
相反。
And the opposite.
有些人有些地吃过雨水，没有生长菜蔬。
Some land receive rain but do not produce crops.
却长出荆棘和棘藜。
But produces thorns and thistles.
这些都不合乎耕种的人用。
And they are worthless to farmers.
这些人就是没有长大成人的。
And these parables refer to the one who are not grown.
所以我们可以用一句简单的话来归纳。
So we can have this simple conclusion.
长大成人的就是神的话在他们身上能生产生果子的所耕种人所要的果子的。
The grown person is a person who received God's word and able to bear fruit for the one who farm on it.
我想这句话好这个比喻好像是一个理论。
And I think this parable is like a theory.
但是我们若思考这个比喻，
But if you think about this parable,
那这个比喻对我们的生活会有极深的作用。
And this parable can be useful to your life.
希伯来书的作者为了让我们对长大成人有直观的理解，
So the author of the Hebrew wants us to understand the full-grown man more directly.
作者又给我们举了一个长大成人的人物。
He gave us a person so that we can refer back to.
这个人物就是亚伯拉罕。
And this person is Abraham.
还是记载在第六章。
In chapter 6.
第六章十三节到第十五节。
Verse 13 to 15.
第六章十三节到第十五节。第六节，当初神应许亚伯拉罕的时候，因为没有比自己更大可以指着启示的，就指着自己启示说，论福，我必赐大福给你；论子孙，我必叫你的子孙多起来。第十五节，这样亚伯拉罕既恒久忍耐，就得了所应许的。
When God made His promise to Abraham, since there was no one greater for Him to swear by, He swore by Himself, saying, "I will surely bless you and give you many descendants." And so, after waiting patiently, Abraham received what was promised.
我们知道神的应许就是神的话。
We know that God's promise is His word.
神的话临到亚伯拉罕。
God's word came to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕就恒久忍耐。圣经里讲恒久忍耐。
And Abraham waiting patiently.
因着他恒久忍耐，他得着了所应许的。
And because of his waiting, he received what was promised.
我们无疑问亚伯拉罕是已经长大成人了。
We have no question that Abraham was a grown person.
因为神的话在他身上能够成就。
Because God's word can establish on him.
是因为他得着所应许的了。
Because he has received what was promised.
他长大成人的关键是接受神的话。
The key for him to be a grown man is because he believed in God's word.
之后他能够恒久忍耐。
And then he is able to wait patiently.
因此他得着了应许。
And therefore he received what was promised.
得着了所应许的。
And he received what was promised.
亚伯拉罕就是这块田地。
Abraham is that land.
他吃过雨水，生长了菜蔬。
He received the rain and grows crops.
合乎耕种的人用。
And proper for useful for those who farm it.
还是在希伯来书第六章十二节。
Hebrew chapter 6 verse 12.
这是作者对所有圣徒所讲的一句话。
And is talking to all the saints.
他这里讲到，并且不懈怠， 总要效法那些凭信心和忍耐承受应许的人。
We do not want you to become lazy, but to imitate those who through faith and patience inherit what has been promised.
这句话是希伯来书说，希伯来书作者对所有蒙恩圣徒的一个勉励。
So the author of this book of Hebrews want to encourage all the saints.
作者教导我们信心和忍耐是承受应许的途径。
And to teach us to be patient and to is the path to go to the saint.
也就是长大成人的道路。
And this is also the path to become the adult.
对于长大成人，圣经里还有比亚伯拉罕更美的榜样。
And there is another better example to be mature than Abraham.
让我们一同来看。
And let's see.
主耶稣在出来传道的时候。
Our Jesus Christ before he starts preaching.
在旷野受魔鬼试探的这件事。
He was tested in the wilderness.
我们共同来看神的话在主的身上。是怎样作用的
？And we'll see how God's word is being used in Jesus Christ.
马太福音第四章。
Book of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 1.
我们读第一节到第十一节。
From verse 1 to 11.
还是由弟兄来读。
I'll read.
第一节，当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探，他禁食四十昼夜，后来就饿了。
Then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. After fasting 40 days and 40 nights, he was hungry.
第三节，那试探人的近前来，对他说：“你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。”
The tempter came to him and said, "If you are Son of God, tell these stones to become bread."
第四节，耶稣却回答说：“经上记着说，人活着不单靠食物，乃靠。”乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Jesus answered, It was written, Man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
第五节，魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上。
Then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple.
对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
If you are the Son of God, he said, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone.
耶稣对他说，经上又记得说，不可试探主你的神。
Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test.
魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国和万国的荣华都指给他看。
Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.
对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都给你，都赐给你。
All this I'll give you, he said, if you will bow down and worship me.
耶稣说，撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，但要侍奉他。
Jesus said to him, Away from me, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him alone.
第十一节，于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来侍候他。
Then the devil left him and angels came and attended him.
主耶稣出来传道的时候，受魔鬼的试探。
Before Jesus started preaching, he was tempted by the devil.
魔鬼试探耶稣的办法是什么？
The method that the devil used,
魔鬼试探耶稣，他的做法就是让人将目光放在自己的需要上。
The way that the devil used is to fix person's eyes onto themselves.
用人个人的需要来扰乱神的话。
To disturb a person by concerning their own need.
魔鬼讲，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
And the devil said, if you are son of God, tell these stones to become bread.
我们刚刚读的经文，我们从刚刚读的经文我们知道。
We just read the scriptures and we knew.
主那时禁食四十昼夜。
Jesus had fasted 40 days and nights.
后来就饿了。
And he was hungry.
在饥饿里的主，食物无疑是主所需要的。
a person who is Jesus was hungry, so food is a need for him.
这是魔鬼就将人的眼目放在当时的需要上。
So the devil changed the eye of what we need to fix on themselves.
你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
If you are son of God, you can tell the stones to become bread.
魔鬼让人只看人的需要。
The devil see how human need.
但主是怎样胜过魔鬼的？
But how does Jesus overcome the devil?
主的做法是单单定睛在神的话语上。
Our Lord fixed his eyes only on the word of God.
耶稣却回答说，
So Jesus answered.
经上记着说，人活着不单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
It was written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
耶稣的眼目单单定睛在神的话上。
Jesus only fixed his eyes on the word of God.
我们看到这里可能会想，
So we might think.
耶稣是神，他不需要。
Jesus is God, so he doesn't have physical need.
不像我们一样需要食物。
He is not like us that we need food.
但是神将他的儿子。
But when God put his own son.
来到世上的时候。
Into the earth.
他的儿子与我们一样是完全的人。
His son is also 100% human.
我们在肉体中的需要，主一样都不少。
Whatever our physical need, Jesus has the same type of need.
与我们有同样的需要。
He has the same physical need.
所不同的是，
The only difference is,
神的灵在主里面有绝对的主权。
God's spirit is in him having the full control.
使主可以单单定睛在神的话上。
So Jesus is able to fix his eyes only on the word of God.
魔鬼
and the devil
继续试探主。
Continue to tempt Jesus.
继续要将主带离神的话。
And he wants to bring Jesus away from God's word.
第六节又对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记得说，主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Verse 6, if you are the son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hand, and that they will not strike your foot against a stone.
在这里魔鬼要挑战主的信。
So the devil wants to challenge Jesus' faith.
魔鬼的潜台词是，你真信神的话吗？真信神会救你吗？
So he is using God's own word to challenge Jesus.
而主的做法还是单单定睛在神的话上。
But Jesus continued to fix his own eyes on God's word.
这是主对神话的完全信靠。
And this is a complete obedience of Jesus Christ.
第七节，耶稣对他说，经上又记得说，不可试探主你的神。
Verse 7, Jesus answered the devil, It is also written, Do not put the Lord your God to the test.
我们知道，在第六节，
We know in verse 6,
魔鬼引用了神的话。
Devil used God's word.
这些话都是记载在旧约当中神的话语。
All these words are quoted in the Old Testament.
魔鬼所引用的那句话是出自诗篇第九十一篇。
And the word came from Psalm chapter 91.
我们如果熟悉诗篇第九十一篇，我们知道。
You will know from chapter 91 in the book of Psalms.
那一篇就是讲神话语的信实的。
It talks about the faithfulness of God's word.
住在神至高之处的人。
The one who lives on the highest point.
一定要受神全能者的荫庇的。
It has to be covered by this holy one.
主知道这些话。
Lord knows all these words.
魔鬼也知道这些话。
And the devil knows all these words as well.
魔鬼用着这些话来试探人。
The devil used God's word to tempt Jesus.
就是要将人从对这些话完全信靠上引离开。
Is to bring people from this total obedience.
我们主得胜的方法应该也是我们得胜的方法。
But how did Jesus overcome is something we should learn.
主没有把任何事物夹杂在神的话当中。
Lord did not add any explanation of God's word.
没有将神的话和个人的需要 放在同等位置来看待。
He did not put his own need and God's word on the equal level.
他的眼目单单定睛在神的话上。
His eyes is only fixed on God's word.
将事物将其他事物掺杂在神的话里面，我们可以看到这是撒旦魔鬼的作为。
You can see that devil is putting other different meaning into God's word.
我们抵挡的方式是单单定睛在神的话语上。
The only way we can counter that is to fix our eyes on God's word.
魔鬼接着继续攻击人的肉体。
And devil continued to attack a physical need.
第八节，魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看。
Verse 8, again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor.
对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
And this I will give you if you bow down and worship me.
我们再看主的做法。
And what did Jesus did?
主得胜的方式。
How did he overcome?
主还是单单定睛在神的话语上。
Jesus Christ continued to fix his eyes only on God's word.
第十节，耶稣说，撒旦退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Jesus said to him, Away from me, Satan, for it is written, Worship the Lord your God and serve him only.
圣经记载，于是魔鬼离了耶稣，有天使来侍候他。第十一节。
Verse 11, Then the devil left him, an angel came and attended him.
这里让我们看到主的得胜。
So we see that Lord has the victory.
圣灵还有一个细节告诉我们。
And there is another detail that we can see.
他说有天使来侍候他。
That the angel came and attended him.
这句话是对应于第六节魔鬼对主的试探。
So this corresponds to verse 6, how the Satan tempted Jesus.
他说你若是神的儿子可以跳下去，因为经上记得说主要为你吩咐他的使者用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Verse 6 has mentioned that throw yourself down, for this is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hand.
我们知道天使神的使者一直守护在那里。
We know the angels, they are the messengers of God. They are continue to be around.
人的得胜
When man overcomes,
是靠神的话完全信服。
What man overcomes has to depend on God.
不是我们心里的忧虑。
It's not because of our worrisome in us.
我们心里有忧虑的时候，常常让我们的眼目定睛在我们的事物上。
When we start to worry, we start fixing our eyes on our need.
这些事物，神用他的话语说过。
All the outside things.
这些事物神都知道。
God knows.
这些话语听起来好像是道理。
All these words become like a truth.
还要跟我们的生活实际应用上极其艰难。
It seems like very related to our own life.
但是我们若常常思想这些道理，
But we think about this truth all the time.
我们最起码应该有一个心愿，我们要尝试来在我们生命当中实行这些道理。
We should have this heart of trying to act out the truth.Bring out the truth.
直到有一天我们尝到这些道理的甜头。
Till a day that we can taste the goodness of these truth.
尝到神恩惠话语的滋味。
Till the day that we tasted the grace of God's word.
这些道理就不再成为我们的道理。
Then these truth are not just a truth.
成为我们生命的实际。
But it become the fact in our life.
就在我们刚刚读到主在旷野受试探。
So we talk about the temptation of Jesus on the mountain.
就在主受试探之前。
Before Jesus was tempted.
神天父亲自对主做见证。天父对主喜悦。
So the God personally testified for Jesus.
我们看经文第 马太福音三章第十六节和第十七节。
Chapter 3, verse 16 and 17.
耶稣受了洗，随即从水里出来，天忽然为他开了。然后第十七节，从天上有声音说：“这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。”
As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went out of the water. At the moment, heaven was open. And it says in 17 that, and a voice from heaven said, "This is my son, whom I love, with whom I am well pleased."
我们从刚刚看到主受试探这件事情，
from the temptation of Jesus,
从这里我们也看到天父为什么喜悦主，
that we can see why God was pleased with him.
主单单依靠神的话，
Our Lord only depend on His word.
神的话的能力在主身上得到完全的发表。
God's word has revealed totally through Jesus.
在主身上，我们也可以看到。
Through Jesus, we can also see.
什么是长大成人？
How to be a grown person?
长大成人的人。
The one who are grown.
是神的话在人的身上有出路。
That God's word can be acted out through Him.
约翰福音里告诉我们，
And the book of Matthew also told us,
主道成了肉身。
A book of John also told us that word become flesh.
我们从主的实际生活上现在可以看到，
From Jesus' actual life experience,
主实在是这个道成了肉身。
He is the word become flesh.
在肉身里将道完全表明出来。
In his flesh, heWork out all the word through him.
能在肉身中将神的道完全表明出来的人，就是长大成人的。
The one who is allowing the word to work through the flesh is the grown person.
Full grown man.
Is the full grown person.
前面我们讲过，希伯来书的作者在第六章里释放了他的负担。
So Book of Hebrew, chapter 5, he released his burden.
就是盼望神的儿女能够长大成人。
That is to hope the children of God can become a full grown.
我们也一起看到长大成人的题目并非作者原计划要论述的。
And we also see that this topic was not the original context in the book of Hebrews.
是作者有感而发的一段论述。
But it is a passage added during his feeling.
那我们很自然的一个问题，是什么触发了作者，使他里面产生这样的感动，要论述长大成人？
So we have this question: What touched the author to put this context in among the book of Hebrews?
我们不难看出，在希伯来书第五章，主在十字架上对神话语的完全顺服，这件事深深感动了作者。
We see in chapter 5 that Jesus' complete obedience to go onto the cross has deeply touched the author.
这件事情让他看见长大成人最完美的例证。
And it shows the perfect testimony as a full-grown person.
不仅食物不能阻拦主对神话语的信靠。
So not only food can stop him.
即使是死亡也不能让主离开神的话。
Even death cannot take him away from God's word.
希伯来书五章第七节和第八节
，Chapter 5 verse 7 and 8 in Book of Hebrews。
基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
During the days of Jesus' life on earth, he offered up prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears to the one who could save him from death, and he was hurt because of his reverent submission.
第八节，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
Although he was a son, he learned obedience from what he suffered.
那这里子和父，主耶稣跟天父没有间断，没有丝毫的间断。
So the heavenly Father and the Son has no disconnection.
天父的心意是要主有完全的顺服。
The will of the heavenly Father wants to the Son has total obedience.
虽然主在肉体里的时候大声哀哭、流泪祷告、恳求能救他免死的主。
So even Jesus in his flesh has prayers and petitions with loud cries and tears.
天父跟主的互动这里也表现出来。
And we can, it shows the relationship between the Father and Son.
在这里紧接着讲，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
And that he heard because of his reverent submission.
主耶稣知道天父应允他了。
And Jesus knew that the Heavenly Father had listened to him.
因为他主的虔诚，天父应允他了。
And because he knew that the Lord had heard him.
天父应允他要得到最好的。
Heavenly Father promised him to have the best.
没有应允他将这个苦杯挪去。
But he, Heavenly Father did not promise to take away this bitter cup.
这里的应允，如果看英文的话，好像不是应允的意思，而是听见了。
Here, even though in Chinese it says about promise, but in English it say heard.
对，在这里，英文讲的是，听见了，因着他的虔诚，天父听见了。
And because of Jesus' reverent submissions, he was heard.
没有应允主的请求、恳求。
Heavenly Father did not promise his plea.
但是天父听见主的恳求了。
But the Heavenly Father had heard his plea.
所以主在这里，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从。
And therefore it says here that even though Jesus was the Son, he learned obedience from what he suffered.
主完全顺服神。
His total obedience.
并死在十字架上。
And die on the cross.
神天父却让他第三日复活。
Heavenly Father raised him in the third day.
之后所发生的事情我们都知道。
And then later on we knew what was happened.
腓立比书第二章九节。
Philippians chapter 2.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万名之上的名。二章九节，腓立比书二章九节。
Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name.
十节，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝。
That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth.
无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
And every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God and the Father.
我们可以看到主所走出了一条道路。
So we see the way that our Lord has walked out.
将在肉身里的人走出一条新的道路。
He brought this flesh body.
希伯来书里讲到，他用他的身体走出一条又新又活的路。
And the book of Hebrew had mentioned that he used his own life to walk out this new way.
为什么是一条新路？
And why is this a new way?
这条路是以前从未有人走过的。
Because this is a way that never had any person walk on.
不仅是一条新路，
not only a new way,
而且也是一条活路，
but it's a living way.
这条路是脱离死亡进入生命的一条路。
This is a way to leave the death and enter into eternal life.
所以是一条又新又活的路。
So it's a new and living way.
我们开始的时候读过以弗所书第四章十三节。
So we started from Ephesians chapter chapter 5.
四章十三
节。chapter 4.
十三。
Verse 13.
只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一，认识神的儿子，得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ.
但愿我们至此啊，我们可以稍微体会一点何为长大成人。
So hopefully we can more understand what is fullness of Christ.
何为基督长成的身量。
And what is the measurement of the maturity?
很显然，弟兄今天在这里分享这些。
So I shared this today.
并非是要拿出一个尺子，我们用于彼此衡量。
Not to set a ruler so that we can measure each other.
弟兄的目的只有一个。
I have this goal, only one goal.
即让我们看见何为长大成人。
That is to see what is considered as the fullness of Christ.
并看见这些长大成人的榜样。
And to see the examples of how to be mature.
这些榜样是供我们来学习用。
And these examples are for us to learn.
我们在跟随主，
When we are following God,
在我们生命当中
in our life,
每一个人都会遇到一些挑战。
Everyone will face their own challenge.
这个挑战就是神的话语为我们所身所处的环境不相符。
And the challenge is God's word do not apply to how we live.
好，我这样的环境我们不愿接受各种的挑战。
We do not want to receive this type of challenge in our surroundings.
在各种挑战的面前，我们常常失败。
And we fail continuously in front of these challenges.
但是有一些榜样，他们是得胜者。
But there are examples so that we can see how they overcome.
在这些榜样的身上，我们可以看见一条路。
And from these examples, we see a way out.
看见这条通向荣耀的道路。
And this way out to the glory.
而且这个荣耀不是地上转瞬即逝的荣耀。
And this glory is not only last on earth.
圣经里说像花一样。
It's not like flowers.
花开花落。
The flower bloom and wither.
圣经里神应许我们的荣耀。
The glory that God promised to us.
应许我们所要得到的产业。
And the inheritance promised to us.
在彼得前书里有，是那些不能朽坏、不能玷污、不能衰残，为我们存在天上的基业。
Those are in First Peter.
彼得前书第几节？第一章，彼得前书第一章第几节？
Chapter 1, verse 7. 第七节。
第四五节左右应该是。第四节或者是第五节。
Verse 4. First Peter chapter 1, verse 4. And into the inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you.
所以我们求主给我们力量。
So we ask the Lord to give us the strength.
让我们一同努力追求。
So that we can work hard together to pursue it.
来学习长大成人
that we can learn together to become mature
好使我们能够得着神给我们存的永远的基业
so that we can receive the inheritance kept for us
好我们今天的分享就到这里结束
and this is my sharing today
结束之前我们再有点祷告
let's have more prayer
主我们感谢你
Lord we thank
you 用着这些无用的器皿
That you can use us as your utensil.
就但你的话是灵，是生命。
Your word is living and spirit.
能够将在肉体当中的人带入你灵的实际当中。
That you can bring our flesh into your spirit.
我们实在是将我们每个人交在主的手中。
And we put every single one person into your hand.
愿你的旨意成就在我们每一个人身上。
May your will be done on every one of us.
我们将感谢赞美都归给你。
We give thanks and praise to you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Christ Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.